Masechet Kelim Perek Dalid Mishnah Bet. In last Mishnah, we spoke about a barrel that broke apart, if it stays a keli or not, if it has the ability to become tameh or not. Here we'll talk about a barrel that's cracked but did not yet break apart. We'll define the point where it's considered to be a cracked barrel, where this cracked barrel is considered to be a broken barrel. Mishnah says, Havit shenitro a'a, if a earthenware barrel cracks and becomes weak, ve'ena yechola lehiteltel b'hatzi kav gerogrot tehora, and doesn't have the ability to carry half a kav of dried figs without falling apart, it is tahor. Half a kav of figs is considered to be enough food for a meal. A barrel that doesn't have the ability to carry this amount of food without breaking is not considered to be a keli. It's not considered to be a functional barrel. Therefore, it cannot become tameh. Now we'll define at what point a gistera, which we said was a broken but usable piece of earthenware, is no longer considered to be functional as a result of being cracked. Gistera shinitro a'a ve'ena mekabelt mashkin. A gistera that cracks and becomes weak, and it cannot hold on to liquid because liquid leaks through the cracks. Even though the gistera could still hold on to solid foods, tehora, it's pure. She'en shirayin lashirayin, because there's no remnant of something that is a remnant. In other words, people don't usually use one broken piece to catch the leaking liquid from another broken piece, but they throw away a broken piece that leaks. So gistera is used for liquids and not solids. And people will only keep that gistera when it doesn't leak. The moment that it starts leaking, they'll throw it away. And therefore, if it can't hold on to liquids, it's not considered to be a keli anymore, and it cannot become tameh.